Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, just after 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and we are live local interactive on K-Rock. My name's Klein. There's Allie.
Hello.
That is Jake the Nerd.
Sir.
DJ Omar Double Dong Khan, and Muggs is back there. Postmaster Johnny taking your calls at 800-520-1067. You may be off to an airport or heading to travel this time of year. Remember what Omar likes to say. Pack your patience. Got a new a new crop of news reporters reminding everyone to pack their patience, Omar. Okay. And some of these ones you will not like. In fact, I got to find this one, but it's gotten to the point now where the news reporter is talking to the traveler. And the traveler is now saying, "That's okay. I'm prepared to wait. I packed my patience." It's now it's made its way into the vernacular now. Right. Of and that is something that Omar does not like. He will not stand for that. So we'll get into that a little bit later. And as you told you earlier this morning, Postmaster Johnny has never been on an airplane before. Never been. I don't actually think he's ever been to an airport before. So we have some questions right now. It's a chance for you to gamble on what Postmaster Johnny will and will not know as a kind of aloof 24-year-old. Do you think, Allie, I'll start with this one. Do you think he has any idea who gets to board the airplane first?
No idea. Mm-mm. I'm very curious as to what his answer would be.
You have a chance to gamble and bet on Postmaster Johnny. Could score you some tickets. We got a lot of things to pick from. Disneyland coming up a little bit later this morning. We've got more tickets to our Pizza and a Band with the 1975. And, of course, sold out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas tickets. If you'd like to play by gambling a little bit on the knowledge of a Postmaster Johnny, call us now at 800-520-1067. And we will have some tickets waiting for you. Some other questions include, does he know where the emergency exit is on an airplane?
Does he know any of the emergency protocols?
No.
Does he know what order the oxygen masks are supposed to be put on?
He would have no concept of any of that stuff. Never, guy's never flown. I fly a lot.
Does he know how to pack a suitcase?
No. Suitcase.
Does he know what a suitcase is?
Yeah, that's a good question. He's going to say it's a case for your suits. I bet you he will.
Like, you think it's kind of rare.
Yeah, he's going to say it's for to put your dress suits.
Why are you putting jeans in there, man? That's suits.
That's just for suits, guys. We'll get to that in just a moment. If you'd like to play and win.
Go to Hawaii, and he's like, all I have is
suits. get on your three-piecer. It's going to be a warm one. We'll get into that after this one. It is Chili Peppers. This is K-Rock. Good morning. K-Rock, it's Klein Alley Show. He's been called a national treasure. We are about to prove that in a moment. Chance for you to gamble and play and win. Pizza and a Band 1975 happening just after Thanksgiving. Intimate show. Cannot buy tickets. Only way in. It's invite only. And you're forced to listen to our show to get in. Sorry about that. But it'll be worth your while when we do that thing with 1975 and Pizza from Joe's. Bring him in here. He is Postmaster Johnny. A lot of people traveling this time of year. Maybe you're heading to an airport right now. Whoa, you look disheveled. Didn't take long.
Boy, I just took a shower this morning.
Postmaster Johnny has never traveled by air, ever. Never been on an airplane. Have you been to an airport to pick anyone up or to like wait for drop a friend off? Or
I went to the Van Nuys Flyaway once.
Whoa, that was your first airport? Was the Van Nuys one?
The Van Nuys Flyaway. Yeah, to go pick up my mom one time.
Okay, so did you go inside the airport?
Nope.
Okay, so you've never been inside an airport?
Nope.
Oh, man.
You know. Yeah, because I don't think the Van Nuys Airport is a good representation of what actual airports are like.
No,
there's not even a plane there.
So we will ask you some questions, and you just have to give us the honest answers, whether or not people are going to gamble a little bit if you will know the answers to these things. Postmaster Johnny did technically grow up here. He lives here. In fact, we should point out, Postmaster Johnny said he's never left the state of California except for when he went to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one quote he did give us at one point, and we had to break the news to him that San Diego is a part of California, and he did seem like his mind was blown.
But what, other than San Diego, what are some of the other places that you've traveled in your many travels?
I've been to San Francisco, to Anaheim. To
You've been to Anaheim?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Whoa.
And you did not do that through air travel?
No, I took my Matrix and I drove over there.
Okay.
Did you need your passport?
No.
Sarah, we'll go up and down these phones and all you have to do is predict, will he or will he not? No, he does watch movies. So, like, you know, there's been a lot of movies about air travel. So some of these things he may have picked up along the way, but he's never experienced them for himself.
And he also has a strange, like, knowledge of, like, a lot of throwback things.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, very retro, very hipster that way.
Yeah, it is weird in that sort of way. He's, like, obsessed with...
You have, like, VHS tapes and stuff, right?
Yeah. Klein was roasting my vintage camcorder that I had the other day.
He has a 90s camcorder.
Old school camcorder. He still likes to rock that thing, but he got it. Where'd you get that? A pawn shop or something?
No, my tennis coach gave it to me for free.
All right. Sarah.
Hi, why don't you go ahead and get comfortable?
try on this underwear.
You can have this afterwards.
Yes, I think he was my tennis coach.
Right. Sarah, sorry for this. All right, will Postmaster Johnny know the answer to this question? On an airplane, there's first class in the front. Then there is coach in the back. But what is sometimes between first class and coach? Will he know the answer to the question? Sarah, don't even I'm not even looking at him yet. Sarah, will he know the answer to that?
I think he will.
All right. Everyone who gets theirs right, Allie, you're going to keep track of the names. We'll pick one of them and you can join us. Postmaster John, you got first class in the front of the plane. You got coach in the back. What is the area between the two called?
The cargo or the middle class?
The middle class.
That's where they keep the luggage, though. No, the cargo. I'm going to go cargo.
So you believe on an airplane, I'm not saying you're right or wrong, that the first class is where all the rich people sit. Then they load up the middle of the plane with all the luggage? Is that what you're suggesting?
And then you go coach?
And then you put coach people behind the luggage?
I don't even know where coach is at. I think the front of the plane is for the first class.
Right.
Right?
You got that
part. All the way in the front.
Yep.
And then in the back.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Who sits further front? First class or the pilot?
The pilot. The pilot's always in the front.
Okay. Interesting. That's a good theory.
I remember the 9/11 documentaries. The pilot was always in the front.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Great. Okay.
That's right.
And then you have first class.
Yeah.
And then the question is,
what's in between?
What's in between first class and coach?
The middle... Middle class sounds dumb. I don't think that's a section.
That doesn't sound dumb.
Not as dumb as cargo.
Cargo.
if we're ranking dumb things you've
we're
said.
We're not saying what's right or wrong. Right.
Okay, I'll go middle class then.
Middle class.
Middle class.
Damn. Sorry, Sarah. Moving on.
Sarah.
Do we ever tell them the answers for these things, or we just let them stay confused?
I think we should just let them stay confused.
Right. Great. You can figure that out later.
Because then we can just do this every week.
Say hi to Rich.
Ask
all right,
the
Rich,
questions.
The question for Postmaster Johnny is as follows. Will he know the answer or not? How much is luggage allowed to weigh before they start charging you
great
more?
Question.
Do you think he'll have any idea? Rich, we're talking to you.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think you'll know that.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
Thank
That's
you,
a strong guess. Did you know that there's a weight limit put on luggage?
Yeah, because you can't have too much weight on the plane because then it goes like, or it's lopsided, right?
Right.
Yeah.
What do you believe the weight is, the allowable weight for luggage before they start banging you out for an upcharge?
Per person, right? Or for the whole plane?
Per luggage.
Per luggage?
Per piece of luggage. Checked luggage. Just take a guess.
You're so stressed right now.
I am because it's like, I don't...
travel this time of year is stressful,
Allie.
I didn't
think life was going to be this
don't
hard.
Don't worry about it. Your job depends on it.
Yeah. This is like the SATs, man.
This is definitely not like the SATs at all. I've never been...
That was a stressful time.
Never asked that question on the SATs.
I'm going to go with 30 pounds. 30 pounds sounds normal.
That's a fair guess. All right.
Do you think before we give the... before we don't give the answer,
he wouldn't know. Good job. Hold on. Rich, write down Rich's name.
Do you think there's a weight limit for people?
I know they probably distribute the weight. So, like, some big people in the front and then some bigger people in the back. And then
that's how they stack the plane, you think? Based on the size
fat,
of people?
Skinny, fat.
Yeah. The fat, skinny, fat method? Right.
I think so. Because you can't have all the big dudes in the
if
front.
If you're rich and fat, come
forward.
Come forward. Well, that brings us to our next question. But I'm just going to let you know, you got the second one wrong. So Rich predicted you would, and he was right. You got it wrong.
Do I get an answer? Like, how much?
Oh, you can figure it out later. Tori from Garden Grove, we give you a shot to guess. Do you want to predict if he'll know the answer before we ask the question, or you want to wait till we ask the question?
Wait till we ask the question.
All right. Okay. Will Postmaster Johnny know? I'm gonna read four items, and I want him to tell me which of those items is not allowed on an airplane. And which ones are allowed on an airplane. Four items. Will he know any of them? Tori?
No.
Okay. Postmaster Johnny, I'm going to read you four items right now.
Go ahead. Let's go.
You tell me which one of these you can bring with you onto an airplane. Mm-hmm. Not checked, I'm saying, on your person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Full-size toothpaste?
Yes.
Bottle of water?
Oh, yes.
An unloaded gun?
No.
And a decorative grenade paperweight.
What's a paperweight again?
You never cease to amaze.
Okay, it's a deck.
There's papers, they fly, you know. You have to weight them down.
It's a decorative grenade that you would use to keep papers from flying around.
Hold on, what's paper?
The papers are not part of the equation, Billy.
All I heard was keyword decorative, so I'm going to say, yeah, you can bring that out, because it's decorative.
You know what? I'll just say to Allie, write down Tori's name as well.
Yeah.
God dang it.
You can look up which ones of those things you can't bring on.
All right.
I think it'll blow his mind when he sees the real answer.
By the way, I know American Airlines is a big fan of the show and is listening right now. If American Airlines wants to send me on a flight, I'm down.
Wow.
I want to go to New York.
What do you mean they're a big fan of the show and they're listening
right
now?
All of
American Airlines?
Yeah. Southwest to Spirit's a big fan of the show. They listen.
What do you mean?
Are you making stuff up to try to get a free flight somewhere?
Yeah, no.
I think this is just listeners effing with you.
All right.
Hello, I'm all of Spirit Airlines. I love this show.
818 Texan. Yes.
This is Mr. American.
The final. You've gotten no questions right. It's really interesting. Postmaster Johnny is in the studio now. It's a very stressful time of the year to travel. Even more stressful to talk about travel. He's never been on an airplane before. Does he know anything about how airplanes or airports work? Moses, here's the question we asked Postmaster Johnny. How do they determine who gets to board the plane first? Will he know the answer to this one?
No.
All right.
You're getting it.
Postmaster Johnny. how do they determine who gets to get on the plane first?
I'm going to keep it old school, and I know on the Titanic they did this too. Women and children first. That's how it went in the movie.
That is old school. I would love that.
And I don't think it'd be different. That much different on a plane.
When you're all sitting there waiting to board, they go, and now all women and children stand up.
It makes sense. It's like,
and board.
Why not? Yeah. Women and children. They're the first
get
to
into
leave.
This boat, and we will shove it.
All right. So, once again, that was Moses who said he would not know, and Moses is right.
Damn it.
We got a song from Blink
here.
Man,
that'd be great. I actually kind of think it's the opposite.
I'm going to play this quick song from Blink. We got more people that would like to gamble on if you'll know anything about air travel.
Are we going to keep doing this for the rest of the show?
I think we should, yeah. Yeah. 310 said I'm on my way to the airport right now, and I'm rethinking everything I thought I knew about air travel.
I better get rid of this decorative
man. K-Rock music from Blink 182. No, we're not doing ADD news now. We got Postmaster Johnny here. That's the most important thing. In the middle of talking about transportation, air travel. The man has never been on a plane. We will send you on one. We've decided that we are, I think that's going to be our gift to you. We're going to send you on a flight. I don't think you're going to actually go anywhere. You're just going to take the plane and then get back on it and come right back.
It's like when I went on a boat. We had to go on like a big field trip on a ship when we were in fifth grade. And we never went anywhere, but you get to spend the night on the ship.
Yeah,
we should do that
with
Johnny.
All the joy of air travel. We should send him on. When's that terrible day? Sunday, the day after Thanksgiving is the worst day to be at an airport or whatever. It's all like busy and everyone's angry. Smells of sweat.
His first experience.
Yeah, he'll never want to do it again. By the way, text line is all over the place right now. But a lot of them are just upset with us that we're not giving you the answers.
Yeah, tell them the answers, you a-holes. You know what? I think Johnny needs to learn these things for himself. You can't have all the answers in life. That's not how you get through life. It's the harder road.
Omar.
Meanwhile, 818 said, I am Mr. Frontier, and I love this show.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Frontier. I'm glad.
Makes all my employees listen.
Hey, Omar, when you didn't go on your first flight until you were 27.
Right.
But did you know that you would have known the answers to some of these questions? I would have imagined.
Just some of them, yeah, just because I would drop off my mom whenever she would blow
it. Yeah, I get it. Postmaster Johnny, we will get two more people a shot, and then we're going to pick whoever. Everyone's predicting you're not going to know the answer to anything, and so far they've been right. Claudia, we go to you next. Claudia, this is the question we're going to ask Postmaster Johnny. All you got to do is predict whether or not he'll know the answer or not. So far, he's not doing great. There are two illuminated lights, signs, over your seat in any airplane. Will he know what one of the, even just one of those signs is?
Yes, he'll know one.
Okay, she's got confidence in you. You have seen some movies, so.
Yeah, yeah.
There's two signs that are above your seat that are illuminated. What are, just name one of them.
Seatbelt's the one.
Whoa,
wow,
you got it.
Johnny.
Postmaster Johnny.
Look at you, regular aviator.
Do you know what the other one is, if you had to guess?
Put out your cigarettes or no smoking.
Johnny.
Yes. Write down Claudia's name. Claudia, I can't believe she
Claudia,
turned...
I got you, girl.
And Mike, we'll end it with you. Sometimes when you go to the airport, you have a group of people that need to be moved from the terminal to the airplane. How does that happen? Will he know the answer to this one?
Yeah, I hope so.
All right. Sometimes before you get on the airplane, you need to be moved from the terminal to the airplane. How do they move a group of people?
Is that the... Okay, so I'm thinking of the big escalator thingy on the truck, and they, like, drive that, like... But
the big escalator on the truck?
Yeah, you know how there's, like, a little trolley, and it's got, like, the big escalator thingy that goes up, but it goes up into nothing?
Yeah.
That's... Is that what you're talking about? Because that...
You tell me what I'm talking about.
That's the know question. What you're
talking about.
talking about.
I think you're talking about going to heaven. The escalator that goes to nothing. Is that when you you go to heaven at the end of life?
Right, when you die. I think so. Is that what you mean?
No, I don't know because I'm thinking of terminal.
The truck with the stairs on it.
I'm trying to think what the terminal is. What part of the building that is? I don't know what that
what
is.
What part of the
building? What is a terminal? Is a different question.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I don't. I'm gonna say a trolley. There's like a trolley of some sort.
They'll put
you on and shuttle you there.
All right. Allie?
He was actually in the right ballpark, but that was not correct.
Yeah, no.
Am I close? Or like, what's...
You were like hovering around the right idea, but you still don't really know
If you're traveling this time of year, if you're confused at all, just remember Postmaster Johnny. I would love to set you up in an airport with one of those like questions, you know, see this guy, you know, they've got those little like booths in the middle for people that are confused.
Oh my God. And they stop and they're like, where's Terminal C? And he's like, what's a terminal?
It says I'm gate 65, but I can't figure...
They're like, I'm late. And he's like, you're a woman. It's cool. You'll board first.
Get on first. Titanic rules. You know how we say it around here. All right, Allie. Everyone that predicted he would get it wrong, pick one of these names at random. This person will be joining us. Pizza in a Band 1975. And that person is...
That person is Moses. Congratulations, Moses.
Woo. Congratulations, buddy. Hello. We'll see you at Pizza in a Band 1975, all because Postmaster Johnny does not know how the world works.
Yeah.
All right, then. Thank you.
Hold on one second. We take a very quick break, and we try to undumb ourselves, and we will be back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. If you need us, we're here at 800-520-1067. You can call the numbers. You can text the show. You can join us on the DMs at Klein Alley Show. Coming up in just a bit, we'll have some tickets for you. Sold out, K-Rock, Almost Acoustic Christmas. All the details, I'm sure by now you know, but they're at krock.com. And tickets not available to purchase. I think on the resale market, you can find some, but mm-hmm. I'd much rather give you a pair. We got those coming up a little bit later this morning, and we'll get you into Disneyland just around 9 o'clock. Let me ask you if you consider this to be grounds for divorce. I know that there's a lot of reasons people will say that, things didn't work out, irreconcilable differences. That's the big one you hear a lot. They say most
adultery.
I think the number one reason couples divorce, I think, is financial reasons. I think is the number one, and then number two is like infidelity or something.
I think that's right. Yeah,
I think I have a close number three right now. It happened last night, and I just want to know if I handled the situation. I mean, right now I haven't handled the situation at all. I was out at a restaurant. Some friends that are in from out of town wanted to go to one of my absolute favorite restaurants in Southern California, which I don't go to very often because it's a splurge.
What is it?
It's a pricey spot.
Pizza Hut.
Now, Dan Tana's.
I've never been, but I know that that's a super popular
right next to
place.
The Troubadour. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, you are a fancy boy.
Fancy boy.
So I get a chicken parm there. I get it every time.
Fancy pork.
That's not a fancy dinner.
Fancy chicken.
It's just a regular chicken, guys.
Uh-huh. It's bread.
And the way that they do it is that it's a massive.
How do you prepare it, fancy boy?
I don't know how they prepare it, but I know it's the size of any chicken.
They make sure that the chicken was rich too before they kill it.
It's any chicken you've ever had, but it's 10 times the size. I'm sure the chicken was on steroids, whatever. Mm-hmm. The point is this: every time I go, I try to eat I could eat the whole thing probably.
Wait, how often do you go? A few times a week?
No, I've been there less than 10 times in my entire life. Okay. Less than 5 probably, but it's a special occasion. I didn't pick it. It was out of towners, and I didn't have to pay for it.
Okay, order up. Yep.
So, chicken parm.
You got a lobster roll.
Yeah.
Should have gotten one to go. They don't have those there. So, long and short of it is, I ate half. Plan, I'm going to take the other half home.
Oh,
and
so you predetermined that you were only going to eat half of it?
Yeah, I kind of figured like this week Thursday's a big eating day. Like I've got I got pants I wear for Thursday just for eating, and like I think that people know that. Usually, I think people that have a little bit of self respect for themselves kind of go a little lighter in the eating during the week, knowing that Thursday's going to be a feasting day.
Right.
So
that doesn't sound like you at all, by the way.
It doesn't. Sound
I think you say you're going to do that, but then you don't.
It doesn't sound like me. But then when my wife told me, "Hey, we're going out to dinner on Monday," and they picked Dan Tan, it's like, "Oh, well, I'm not going to knock out the chicken parm there." So I decided to show a little bit of willpower and only eat half of the chicken parm.
So hard to do, by the way.
Yeah, but
at a restaurant, I have no self-restraint.
So at some point...
Especially if the meal's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like you're just going to go to town.
You're absolutely right. It's like a dog. Like, dogs will not stop eating. Like, you can put your entire bag of 19, your 20-pound bag of food on the floor.
They will eat the entire thing until their stomach explodes.
They don't have a thing that tells them to stop. And I'm similar in that way. But the good news is I knew going in, I had a plan. I was going to stick to the plan. I was all excited. Chicken parm, half chicken parm today. And by the way, even a half a chicken parm from that place is the size of, still the size of two chicken parms anywhere else.
Wow.
So at some point, I'm having a conversation with one of the, you know, the guy from the other couple. And the waiter must have come by, and my wife should have known that.
Does she know about this plan?
She had to have. There was a half, a perfectly good half of untouched chicken parm.
How's she supposed to know?
Because I've come home with a half of chicken parm before. She knows my...
That's any Tuesday for you.
And apparently she said to the waiter, signaled or said to the waiter, you can take it. We're done. Clear it away.
No.
Send it to the trash. And
make sure you smash it into the ground before you throw it in.
I didn't witness that happen, so I kind of turned back. I wasn't a part
of
that whole
thing.
I was at the table, but I was talking to the guy.
That's you being a dumbass.
That's not me being a dumbass.
That's you clearly being a dumbass. It's like, it's not on your wife to say, oh, yeah, can you wrap that up? How is she supposed to know?
Omar, sorry, you have to protect your own.
She was the one that was having the exchange, and I was in the middle of a heated discussion about sports gambling, and she was having the back and forth with the guy about what was done and what was not done. Because, you know, they like to come to the table. They like to take, you done with this? You would leave that, this, that. And at some point, my... perfectly good half a chicken parm got sent as a discard item.
Some guy took your precious chicken parm right from front of your face. You didn't notice?
Yeah, that's true, Jake.
Point.
Why wouldn't you notice
that? I noticed it was being picked up.
And you thought
and
it was
then at that point, you just said, okay, you make sure you wrap that up,
I didn't have to say that because that conversation, I assumed, had already happened. Because
no,
you
I
assumed
I
wrong.
Someone
you didn't at the, have dude, that conversation.
Every
though.
Time you go to dinner with people, someone... either on purpose or by accident becomes the mayor of the table, and they're the ones that in many ways become
etiquette wise, you're supposed to check in with people if you're the one making that decision,
right?
She should have tapped you and said,
she should know that. It's the only thing she should know about me is I want I want that.
And some other stuff
because
you're not paying for it.
Me want it.
Yeah,
me. Chicken parm into my mouth.
Dude, maybe this is payback for her having sex with you earlier.
You think so? You think
it probably is.
Do you think that because I grew the mustache and said I would not shave it until she had sex with me, that she now...
This is the payback.
So I'm going to throw a half a chicken
parm.
She doesn't like your gut on her, so she's like, let's try to trim it down any way we can.
Well, I'm not happy about it. And that chicken parm is no longer. So I feel terrible about
that. You would have brought it in today.
Oh yeah, would be here right now.
So now I'm upset because I would have asked for half of your half of chicken parm.
I would have given it to you.
I'm mad.
You don't. If you are the person at the table, this is good advice for anyone dealing with leftovers coming up Thanksgiving. You don't. You don't decide what becomes garbage.
No, I would say, this is my mentality. If there's half of anything left, you take it. Even if you throw it away later on and it just sits in your fridge for 10 days before you decide, I can't eat this. If there is, I mean, for me personally, if there's anything left over, I'll put it in.
I've seen Allie take one piece
like
of bread from the bread
left.
Basket.
Really? Even if
they're like, you're done, garden. Right? And I'm like, no. You put it in a little box.
I've seen Allie take one piece of sushi, like from a roll.
What?
To go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want to waste it.
One little
I paid for it.
Bites, and I know. And look,
I don't like wasting food.
I get it. And this is what I'm saying. And certain food, you know, it's embarrassing sometimes when you have just, you know, garnishes left. And you're like, pack that up to go.
I'll take that parsley. I'll put it in another dish.
But this was a different level. So grounds for, overwhelmingly, people say grounds for divorce.
Yeah, divorce her immediately. Okay. I'm sorry that she should know her husband and the ways of his food intake. Divorce,
okay. That's all I need
I wouldn't divorce her, but I would definitely leave her at home next time.
Yeah, okay. Well, she was the connection to the free meal, so I had that was the thing.
And people said, that was payback for having to have sex with her on Saturday. That's a unanimous decision on the text line.
We come back quickly after this break. We give you some tickets to sold out K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas, and we got more planned for you. Oh yeah, that's right, another round of finalists, America's Weirdest Relatives. We'll meet them coming up. 1067 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Find out what's going on in the world with your ADD news. Then we got more weird relatives in the final rounds. We got yesterday. We'll announce who won yesterday's head-to-head battle between the relative that picks out her hair and flosses her teeth with it after Thanksgiving dinner every year. And we learned as we met that woman, she also does that in other times too, not just Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. She's flossed with her hair in a lot of different situations.
Well, she needed it in a pinch,
and then it became
a regular thing.
Right. So that was
weird. And
she
would also go interview people with an invisible microphone.
That's the other thing we learned
about.
Oh,
yeah. She
goes up to strangers at bars with a fake microphone and just interviews them for no, by the way, not for a radio show, not for a podcast, just for her own amusement. That's a weird relative. Let's see if she beat the cousin that goes number two in bags in her car a lot. One of them made it through, actually, with like 70% of the vote. We'll announce who that is and who they'll be battling, because today, two new finalists, two relatives that were both nominated by listeners to the show. Only one can earn the title America's Weirdest Relative, and that'll all be coming up next hour, plus your tickets to sold-out K-Rock Acoustic Christmas.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. Se habla español.
Hola.
Oh, wait, we don't.
All right, the World Cup is still underway. The U.S. men's soccer team has made their first appearance. They tied with Wales and will play again on Friday. But let's turn our attention back to the drama on the streets, where a journalist who is attempting to cover the World Cup was robbed live on the air while she was reporting on the World Cup. She had a little satchel with her, you know, one of those like crossbody shoulder bags where she was keeping her, you know, wallet and her ID and stuff like that. And someone managed to rob her, open the bag and take her stuff while she was reporting.
Impressive.
Very impressive. I guess the camera, like, because I watched the video and the camera kind of zooms in on her so you can't see 100% of her bag, so someone was able to like slip in there and grab her stuff while it, like, in that moment, which I don't even know how they were able to do. And then once she realized that happened, she went to the Qatari police and they didn't want to help her because she's a woman.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So she was like, someone just robbed me, and they were like, go away,
dude.
Yeah. So
she's come back with a fake mustache. Someone robbed me.
Hello, I robbed somebody.
I saw some of this as well, and you know,
she's an Argentinian reporter.
Pickpocketing is not nearly as big in this country. I know it happens here, but the other countries have got that figured out. They've got it dialed in.
They're
really good at it.
Yeah,
they're
doing it's amazing.
It's like an impressive scale. But
and
that's
they're
like
probably
a
like getting
thing.
Ready for the World Cup just like everybody else is. Like, okay, there's going to be an influx of people, right? Like, we got to be on the top of our game. We got to be able to pickpocket. We got to rob. This is like their Super Bowl. They're going to be robbing.
I met a guy one time that got robbed, got pickpocketed. And the technique that was used was so incredible because it was literally the pickpocketers going up to inform him what to be on the lookout for.
Mm-hmm.
They were telling him, our job is to keep you safe from pickpocketers. And as they were explaining the things that pickpocketers will do, they actually stole his wallet, which is so incredible. And that's like so brazen because they're basically saying, this job's gotten too easy. Let's go ahead
how do you learn something like that?
It's passed down from generation. I think there's like families, like a fifth generation pickpocket.
Yeah, you will not be a banker. You will pick the pockets of the people.
Pick the pocket.
You failure.
I want to be a doctor, Mom. No. Grab those wallets.
Go.
Not this family.
Steal that woman's purse or we're disowning you. All right. When you think of iconic American fast food, I know the first thing that comes to mind for everyone is Wiener Schnitzel. I don't think I've been to one since I was 7, but still, it's an American classic. It's also a local place, started in Newport Beach.
My wife loves the Wiener Schnitzel.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. There it is. Didn't take long. So they have been around since the 60s, and one of their most iconic parts of their identity is
Tasty
that...
Tasty Freeze.
No, it's the A-frame buildings.
Oh.
I mean, they built all of those in the 60s and into the 70s and 80s, and that's what they're known for.
Buildings?
And everybody thought it was so cool back then that you could drive through a building to get your hot dog. It was like, oh my God, I'm driving in a building. Whoa! And then their kitchen was all tiny, but it was very efficient. They didn't really have long drive-through lanes. So now, after all of these years, they announced that they are remodeling the nostalgic A-framed building, and I'm kind of pissed off about it.
Why do you really care? You haven't had one since you were 7. What does it matter to you?
I like driving by them and going, oh, Wiener Schnitzel. I remember the last one I had when I was 7.
Yeah, I do like it that it doesn't look like all the other places.
Yeah, like you always know it's a wiener schnitzel. And then sometimes you can see that it used to be a wiener schnitzel.
That's the weird thing. When a new like place takes over.
A really weird shaped Chipotle, and you're like, what is going on?
Yeah, the best part about that place is they serve beer.
They do?
Yeah, the one in Burbank does.
Whoa.
Wait, what? Really?
Hell yeah.
And that's awesome. Can you get it at the drive-thru?
I don't know if they have a drive-thru at that location.
What do you mean? Sure? They're all drive-thrus.
You sure you're talking about wiener schnitzel?
I am positive. I've gotten wasted there.
You've gotten wasted at a wiener schnitzel?
Half wasted, yeah, and corn dog.
By the way,
you got wasted in corn dog.
By the way.
I love that.
I don't know. I don't even know if Jake's aware. Jake, are you aware of the video that has been presented to us that a listener captured you out in the wild? Do you know what we have?
Yeah, I do know about this. Yeah, I think so.
Well, this is proof that Jake does get real wasted. We have the evidence. We can't wait to share that with you next hour on the show.
Can't confirm or deny that this happened at a wiener schnitzel, but you'll find out.
Yeah.
All right, and then finally, there's a video that's going viral, and I know if you haven't been to an Erewhon, you've at least heard of Erewhon because it's one of the most expensive grocery stores out there. Also a local, I don't know if they're a chain. They may have a couple locations, but
there's more than a few around.
There are.
And I feel like they're always, I see a lot of signs coming soon, Erewhon.
Yeah, and then you're like, all right, I will never go into that plaza ever again.
Very expensive.
I went once into there and I was like, what is going on? I like freaked out and left. But
oh, man, we should force Allie.
Wait, what makes it so expensive?
Everything.
Really?
They figured out
it
a way.
It is 7 to 83% higher in cost than any other grocery store.
For the same apple.
Yes.
They claim it's not the same apple.
You can literally buy like a 4-ounce thing of asparagus and it's like $15. Like it's crazy.
We did a high voltage food review, Allie. I think you were on maternity leave, but we did it with that smoothie that was all at the rage for like a $25.
Oh, yes. Right. Yeah. And they have like little ginger shots that are like $15. Like it's crazy.
Damn. But that part I get because all that stuff is just people that are saying that it's healthier food, so it's better. The things that I can't figure out is when they have, like, someone showed me they had a breakfast burrito there that was $15 for, like, this tiny little
scrawny
breakfast burrito.
Like, if you saw pictures of how small it was and then looked behind on the price, you would be outraged.
Yeah.
But this TikTok video is going viral because this woman is a private celebrity chef, and she went to do, like, the weekly shop for the house that she works in, and it was a $3,500 bill at Erewhon. That's what they spend on a weekly basis.
Was that 2 bags of groceries?
Yeah, it was 2 bags. Groceries. Just some asparagus water.
Well, life is good. Totally worth it. Quick break. We kick off another hour of the show next as we meet some more of the finalists for America's Weirdest Relative. Can't wait to figure out who made it this far. We'll do that, and then we will give you tickets for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas as soon as we're back from this quick break.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.